Both taxes started up in 2012 for different reasons. A 3% assessment on all seine boat landings in the region will repay a $13 million federal loan that was used to retire 64 permits from the fishery. That's after the fleet approved a permit buyback last April. Mike Sturtevant is the buyback program manager with the National Marine Fisheries Service.
Of course, the salmon season starts in June, and by the time we tried to implement it as quick as we can to collect as much as we could, but we got the fee system off and running in late July, and just from that time through the end of the season, we collected about $1.4 million.
Repayment of that 40-year federal loan requires an annual payment for principal and interest of at least $721,000, so that first year's assessment netted well above that amount. Sturtevant says that fee rate will drop in 2013.
The fee rate will be lower than 3%. Again, I'm not sure what the exact rate will be yet, but we will soon be issuing, in the next, hopefully 30 to 60 days, Federal Register notice, which will publish what the rate will be.
Meanwhile, the fleet will not be voting this year on a second round of permit buybacks, despite an additional $10 million in loan money that remains for that purpose. An industry group called the Southeast Revitalization Association sought bids for other permit holders looking to sell, but did not receive enough interest. That second round of buyback could still happen in future years if the fleet approves. Meanwhile, 2012 was also the first year for a 20% tax on seine boats catching chum salmon near the Hidden Falls hatchery on Baranoff Island. That assessment was a first in the state, used to fund the hatchery's operations. And it takes the place of the old system used for funding hatchery runs called cost recovery fishing. That's where a hatchery organization sells the catch from several contracted boats. Hidden Falls is owned by the Sitka-based Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA, and General Manager Steve Reifenstuhl says the first year for the new assessment went well.
It was beautiful, really. I mean, it's what the majority of the Saners wanted. Was our first year, and it just came off without a glitch.
The assessment on seiners and trollers fishing in the area around the hatchery collected over $1.3 million through December, and that number could still increase as end-of-season bonuses are factored in, according to the state. Reifenstuhl says that money was more than expected.
What that $1.3 million does is it paid for the cost recovery that we needed in 2012, but it also built up a reserve fund for years when the forecast comes under what we expect. Last year, the forecast came in, or the actual run came in well above what we expected, so we generated more tax revenue than we expected.
NSARA wants that tax rate to remain at 20% this year. However, it's set by the state, and that rate proposed by the Department of Revenue's Tax Division is 17%, although that's not yet finalized. The Hidden Falls chums provide an early season opportunity for the seine fleet and take some pressure off of wild pink salmon runs in June and July. NSARA is forecasting 1.6 million chums will return this year. That would be up from last year, but still well below the highest returns the hatchery has seen over the past two decades. And that could be on top of a big pink salmon run expected for the panhandle, with Fish and Game forecasting a commercial catch of 54 million humpies in the region this summer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.